Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Let's go live to Ukraine and reporter Joseph Lindsley. Joe, we're hearing now that Ukraine has revised the number of dead in that helicopter crash down to 16. What are you hearing today?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from Lviv. Well, as the battles continue to rage in Bakhmut and Donbass, and as Kherson continues to face shelling, another tragedy today with this helicopter that was taken off from Kyiv, going to Kharkiv, containing three senior members of the Ministry of Internal Affairs, including the minister of that department, Denis Monasterski, who was very close to President Zelensky. He was 42 years old. And, you know, during, well, there's three different possibilities of what could have happened here. So the helicopter hit a kindergarten very close to Kyiv not long after it had taken off. It could have been technical failure, although this was a good quality helicopter donated by the French government. The second possibility is pilot's error. You know, because of the threat of anytime any aircraft in Ukraine is flying, they have to fly low. As I've seen when I've been in the East, they fly incredibly low to the ground to avoid detection by Russian missiles. And so you have it's a very risky enterprise. And also perhaps with the fatigue of war, maybe there could have been pilot error. And, you know, I think, you know, much of the travel has been by car or train. But when officials need to get somewhere quick, you know, they try to, you know, it's very risky to use planes and helicopters, as we see today. This is maybe part of the reality here. And then the third thing, which has to be on everyone's mind, and this is the state security services of Ukraine say, you know, all possibilities are open in this investigation. You know, was there something else going on here? Why were three senior leaders on the same flight together? And we, you know, anytime we deal with Moscow and the Kremlin, we hear all the stories, for example, of those who've criticized Putin who fall out of their hospital beds and then fall out the window. You know, there, so there is that has to be considered. In fact, the now the late Denis Monasterski, he previously worked with another Interior Department official who Russian agents tried to assassinate several years ago. So this could be, you know, this is part of the investigation. And then a lot of people are remembering something that happened a few years ago. So yesterday when I was meeting with the former deputy marshal, with the current deputy marshal of Poland, Małgorzata Gorzewska, her ex-husband was killed in a plane crash April 10th, 2010 in Smolensk, Russia. On that flight was the president and first lady of Poland, senior military leaders, many members of the Polish parliament, and senior officials of the Polish Catholic Church. And they were flying to Russia to commemorate a massacre that happened 70 years ago in the Katyn Forest when Soviet agents under Joseph Stalin massacred 22,000 Polish military officers. And so on April 10th, 2010, that you had almost the entire Polish leadership on a plane that went to Smolensk, and as it was landing, it crashed, and all of these people were killed, including the ex-husband of the deputy marshal of Poland with whom I spoke yesterday. And so naturally, because of this helicopter crash, no one's running to conspiracy theory here, but naturally that's on people's mind because you can never trust the actions of the Kremlin, and you know that Russia is set on doing everything they can to create chaos and to destroy Ukraine.
Joseph, do we know what the destination was for that helicopter?
We're told that they were flying to Kharkiv region to a hotspot is the term they use. But that's all we know. And probably, you know, we can never know for sure. You know, all these things have to be kept secret. I did see a video of an eyewitness, an older woman, in this suburb of Kyiv. And she said she saw the helicopter circling around and on fire. And she, in her assessment, the pilot was trying to avoid hitting a larger building and hit the smaller building, which unfortunately and horribly was a kindergarten that was full and it was in school.
That's interesting that the eyewitness saw the helicopter on fire. Do you think there is any, well, I know the answer to this question, there's a possibility of anything, but do you really think it's possible a Russian missile shot this helicopter down?
I don't think a missile would be possible, but you know, if you look at what happened in that disaster in 2010, no one knows what happened. The Poles are not satisfied with the investigation. And any number of things could, I think the state security services of Ukraine has said, they're considering all these options, including the possibility that there was some kind of sabotage. It's an old story of the way Russians operate. And so this is a possibility. Yesterday, when I was meeting with the Poles, the Polish officials, we had a special concert for Ukrainian soldiers with a Polish band. And as I was sitting there, the power went out, and all the soldiers, turned on their flashlights on their phones and started to wave their phones in the air, and the band kept playing. And in that moment, especially with people, the Polish leaders with whom I'd been speaking, who have many of them lived through the Soviet times, I was thinking of throughout the whole 20th century, all these Eastern Europeans were struggling to be free of Moscow. You know, that was the big story of the 20th century. And in that Katyn massacre, not only did the Soviets kill officers, but they killed the intelligentsia. They killed the creative people. And so as I watched those artists and musicians on the stage last night, and I watched Ukrainian soldiers singing along with the music, they sang a beautiful version of Silent Night. They also, because it's still Christmas here, of course. And then they sang Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, which is really, when I heard that last night, I really understood that song for the first time, that it's telling the dictators and the tyrants, you're just another brick in the wall. You know, you're going to die one day. But all the emotion and energy yesterday, especially looking at the unity of the Polish and Ukrainian people, it's the same story throughout history, that you think you get freedom and then it comes under threat. But it's just a strange coincidence that today that this happens. And so that's why, yes, this disaster that happened in April 2010, where the entire Polish government died on Russian, the entire highest level of Polish government died on Russian soil. We can only wonder what actually happened today in Kyiv.
Freedom is not free. And since there were so many top officials on that helicopter, I imagine they would try to keep that flight as secret as possible, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, you very rarely hear aircraft in Ukraine. And when you do, for example, in the city of Dnipro, the city will send out alerts telling people don't panic, that's our aircraft. And I've only really seen aircrafts when I've been in the East. So it is incredibly rare, and probably, it's probably a mission that they didn't want anyone to know about, but because of the disaster, everyone knows about it. It's quite a shock to everyone. And you have the wariness of the war already, and then to have something like this. And then I think the minister of the interior was well beloved by so many people, but then the hardest thing I think for everyone is the fact that it was a kindergarten, because for so much of the war, school was not in session, or they would be in a bomb shelter. But there have been no air raid alarms all day today in Ukraine. Normally there might be something in Kyiv, and the kids would not have been in the classroom, but they were. And that really hurts everyone. And I think when you look at a lot of the European leaders, many of them are at Davos now, the first thing they say is the only reason something like this happens is because, it's the chaos of war. This is what happens when Russia decided to invade Ukraine. And this is another reason why, Russia needs to be stopped.
Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. I hope we have something more positive to talk about tomorrow, Joe.
Thank you, Bob.
Be well.